Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear. School uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger and Lower Extremity LER Review Magazine and MVP Parent Magazine. Quick shout out, Bruce Merrin, Celebrity Speakers. Excited to be part of that. Bruce is one of the pioneers. His first sports-related people he worked with were Muhammad Ali and Jackie Robinson. By the way, everybody, good luck to us. Happy Stress Awareness Month. We got a great doubleheader today. Teresa Power, she's a best-selling author. She's the founder of the National and International Kids Yoga Day. They just celebrated their seventh anniversary. She returns along with Barbie Engel, chronic pain educator. She's a patient advocate, an author, speaker, and she is the president of the International Pain Foundation. Then the Sports Doctor's in with some Bob Guida wisdom, upcoming shows, emails. Teresa Power, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Bob. I'm so excited to be back with you.
Give some background on yourself and the phenomenon of the Kids Awareness Days.
Well,
yoga.
I think you know this, Dr. Bob, that I am an attorney, and I started practicing law, 38 years ago, and that's when I first started practicing yoga, and I got a little disillusioned with law school and the practicing law, so that's when I decided to get certified to teach yoga, eventually teaching yoga to kids, and then 7 years ago, creating International Kids Yoga Day, and you and I have known each other for around 6 or 7 years. I think you were with me with the start of Kids Yoga Day.
Yes, I was. It's one of the great exciting parts of the Sports Doctors. I can't tell you how many great things we've kicked off, books we've launched, ideas. Yours, of course, was one of them that became very, very near and dear to us, the idea of introducing children to the incredible benefits of yoga, both physically and mentally. And I think, again, the event has become a big deal. Talk us about the participation in the seventh anniversary.
Okay, so we had our seventh annual Kids Yoga Day. It's the first Friday every April. And so we had 33 countries, 43 states, and 23,000 kids all around the world practicing yoga. I mean, we had Canada, Brazil, Central America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, all of these various countries were participating. And I just wanted to share on the side such a heartwarming story about Ukraine. So we had an ambassador sign up from Ukraine who was a yoga teacher there. And then all of a sudden the war happened in Ukraine. So we reached out to her and asked her if she needed any help. And she said that she was on the border living with her, you know, in a hotel with her 5-year-old son. They were safe, but she wanted to move to Spain because she spoke Spanish. So we reached out to our ambassador network, and someone from Istanbul knew someone in Spain, and they helped her get out of Ukraine, and now she has a job in Spain and has all these connections. So I thought, wow, besides just, you know, coordinating yoga for kids, we're also connecting people all over the world that care about teaching yoga to kids. So I just thought that was, you know, quite a story.
It's a great story. That's a great story. Again, yoga's been around for thousands of years. It's interesting as the over the past X amount of decades, it's become much more widely accepted in high performance sports of all types at all levels. And when, you know, years ago, it was thought about being a little bit too, maybe too much guru in some way, shape or form. This is too spiritual for me. And it ends up that side of it, the mental anti-stress side, relaxation side, you know, let alone for the rest of us, but for children, becomes a tremendous important component. And the fact that it can be done quite safely, which is so important, I think was news to a lot of us in child physical education.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. Everything that you said, and we've had this discussion in the past about people do think that it's, you know, originates from India, so therefore there's something, you know, religious about it or whatever they're going to try to say. But people are really realizing that it's, I like to call it mindful movement. It's kids that are, and that's the key, and you and I also have talked about this, that it has to be safe for the kids, and that's where the mindfulness comes in. You teach the kids to really focus on their bodies, feel their bodies, so that they are safe doing the exercises.
Yes, and the idea, again, that both physically as well as mentally, and you know, the question whether the kids would be paying attention, whether they would enjoy it. All of these things were questions that, you know, and I talked about when you first, you know, started this whole venture. And I guess around the world, there's tremendous acceptance. You know, mind, body, the word mindfulness, 20 years ago, medicine didn't know how to spell it, let alone sports medicine. Now, what I call on the sports doctor, the mental game, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their coach, whether you're the parents of young athletes, whether you're a coach of whether you're trying to stick to your exercise program, stick with the diet, et cetera, there's such a huge mental component that now has 10 times the value in all sorts of areas, which I think has made acceptance, especially in the drug-oriented United States, you know, much, much more prevalent. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years, listen to what you'd like, what were the topics, international, national, local guests. You go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an array of topics with some of the work we do with MVP Parent Magazine, Low Extremity Review, continues to be my hottest article, Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. So you can check that out. We're talking with Teresa Power, who former attorney, although I bet you those skills come in very, very handy in the whole idea of trying to organize something, this gigantic. That's got to be a real challenge. How has the both the school communities and the parents' communities adapted, Teresa, to your whole concept?
Well, that is a great question. And we had, besides just yoga teachers signing up, because we have people signing up as ambassadors that are going to be leading children through a simple 5-minute yoga routine on Kids Yoga Day. So we had 292 ambassadors, and I'd say at least half of them were parents, or over half were parents and schools, because a lot of schools are very interested in it. We've had schools that had like 1,000 students practicing yoga on that day.
I would hope so.
Yes. And so are the principals. And what they do is they and I have a very simple 5-minute yoga routine that I suggest they practice. It's very safe, and we give them all instructions on how to do everything. But they're welcome to do, you know, whatever they want to do as long as they're practicing yoga that day. But, yes, the schools are so supportive of the whole idea, and they see the difference in the kids.
How much time, you mentioned a 5-minute program, but if it was included in a physical education program, let's say in elementary school or even high school, would it be something that would be done over a 15, 20-minute or 30-minute session, like a regular session? Or is your point the 5-minute inclusion is what you're paying attention to?
Well, no, I mean, if you want to start incorporating it into the school day, I would suggest 30 minutes, right, at least, because then you're going to be able to do more exercise. But I just suggest 5 minutes just to show how just 5 minutes can do benefit the kids. Like, if they did even 5 minutes of yoga a day in school, it would be better than not doing it at all. And I have a formulated routine that is very safe and kind of warms up the body. I have standing pose routine, and then I have one that has poses that are on the floor. But if schools don't have yoga mats or whatever, you know, they can just do the standing pose routine.
Teresa, what's the best website for people to find out all sorts of information on the Kids Yoga Day?
Okay, it's very simple. It's kidsyogaday.com. So again,
kidsyogaday.com.
Okay. Yeah, very
and
simple.
Tell us about your book, The ABCs of Yoga for Kids, and your little mouse adventure series. I bet all of them are practicing yoga.
Yes, and I don't think I told you that I also have another book. It's called The Night Before Kids Yoga Day, and it is the send-up to the poem The Night Before Christmas. And basically, it's a read-aloud poem that gets kids excited about Kids Yoga Day. So that came out and has been very popular, and we're starting this new tradition where the night before Kids Yoga Day, I read on Zoom the book, and we're hoping parents will just buy the book and read it to their kids the night before Kids Yoga Day to get excited about it.
Right, they could do some children's stories at night. What ages do you include in your program for Kids Yoga Day?
Well, we include anywhere from 3 years old, the preschoolers, right, up until 18 years old. We had some participants that send us photos that had high school kids doing it. So it's universal. I mean, that's the interesting thing about the way that I've developed this program is that it really, I have poses that are accessible to really young children as well as older children.
Now, again, especially when you get the input of the sports doctor, whether we're talking about kids who will be participating in sports at various levels, or you're talking about right now staring us in the face, this huge mental health challenge that all families, all schools, all of us are facing, then the idea, again, the educational challenge of the fact that adding a program like this to the kids, you know, again, I keep talking about how either, you know, physically on the left or mentally on the right, or even including competitive athletes, it seems like the timing is incredibly right here.
Oh, it is. I mean, this is the time, especially there's just so much stress, and kids pick up on the stress of their parents and everything else, and this is the time, and I think it's so important for schools to start incorporating it, and that's why I've written these books. And especially the one you're talking about earlier, the ABCs of Yoga for Kids, which is an alphabet dictionary of yoga poses for kids. And a lot of teachers will read the book to the kids. And let's say they're especially younger kids, let's say from preschool through kindergarten, first grade, that are still learning the alphabet and stuff, you can take these letters. For instance, there's poses for the letter D, dinosaur pose, dog, dolphin, and do nothing, right? So they can just read the little poems explaining how to do it. There's illustrations, and then they can show the kids how to do it.
How do you find the acceptance, Teresa, in, let's say, junior high school and high school? And again, I think any of these kids understand at this day and age, hey, the best athletes in the world do it, people, you know, that selling this would be much easier. But how's been the feedback, let's say, with adolescents?
Oh, adolescents love it. In fact, my son, now he's 27, but when he was at Palisades High School, he took a yoga class there. Well, of course, because he was exposed to it through me, but a lot of his friends liked it. And this is more than just the simplistic children's, you know, yoga that I teach. I teach kids of all ages, but my specialty happens to be young children. But the kids love it, and they feel better doing it. And also, I think what's really important is that a lot of these, like, tennis players, baseball players, basketball players, they're all endorsing yoga and saying that they do it. So kids are looking to these role models, right? And they're thinking, okay, if they're doing yoga and it's helping them, then it can help me, if that makes sense. Because I think it's important
for kids
to have good
role
models.
Again, the athletes like the famous Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Michael
I
Jordan,
yoga with
so many other great articles who are athletes who, as a part of the idea of flexibility, the idea of control of body and muscle motion are all very, very big parts of any athletic activity. But again, you've mentioned it four or five times how these kids enjoy it, and that gets right smack into the middle of number one, having something that the kids will not be looking to quit or they don't want to do it. And number two, having them really, really benefit, again, because be able to reduce stress in children, this is a gigantic problem. What kind of numbers are you thinking about maybe for your 8th anniversary, Teresa?
I want to have 1 million kids. This is my goal. Okay, although I could double it, so it would be instead of 23,000, let's go for 50,000. But if we want to go big, let's go for 1 million.
I hear you. You know, absolutely. I don't think there's a school. Once again, the challenge here is the educational, making schools and others aware of these of the kinds of benefits. And the fact that you have these ambassadors who were floating around. And, of course, you know, sports doctor. Dr. Bob's one of your ambassadors.
Yes, you are one of my ambassadors. And I love the tie-in, too, because we have talked about before the tie-in with your feet, because I know it's very important to have the right structure, and with kids. But the thing is, with yoga, you really teach kids how to use their feet to center themselves while they're doing a lot of
yes.
the standing poses.
Yoga's
it's
done
so
barefoot. Yoga's done on mats with a gripping action. So, again, it doesn't matter what running, jumping activity a young boy or girl might be doing, but if we're talking about can I prevent injury, big deal, can I prevent problems, yoga is one of our big weapons, especially in growing bodies where it could be done very, very safely. So I think those are some of the things that make inclusion of these activities. But, it couldn't be a bigger time for the mental component. And, of course, the younger, the earlier you get started, expect that to make so much sense, including the families that these kids are part of.
And a lot of kids are, enjoying the yoga with their families. Like, they'll take these poses home and teach them to their parents who don't know anything about yoga. And I think that is amazing. And it's something that they can do together that does not involve a cell phone or, the internet or anything else. But it's just something that they can spend quality time together.
And it's not competitive. I knew the time would fly by with you, Teresa. Give me again the website everybody could find out about this fantastic program.
Okay, it's kidsyogaday.com.
Kidsyogaday.com.
Yes.
Teresa Power, founder of the National International Kids Yoga Day. Teresa, thank you so much. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.